Big data comes together for farm solutions. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. A greater emphasis on precision agriculture means improved tools and systems to collect and analyze data for the farmer ranch. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Big data has become a big part of farm production and precision agriculture these days. As Jake Flanders of John Deere observes,
for the last 15 years, it's always been bigger, faster, stronger. We're moving it over to smarter, easier, and more precise.
Part of this is in the way data is collected. And while there are all manner of sensors and GPS systems available working together with the various parts of farm machinery to gain valuable information, data collection also involves the approach. Chris Everson of Farmers Edge points to the practice of soil sampling grids.
Essentially laying a square grid across a field and taking soil samples from there based on some repetition. So you're really taking Mother Nature that doesn't work in straight lines and you're developing it into a straight line and trying to make analysis based on that.
And soil sampling grids work with modern technologies such as GPS and smartphone apps to give the grower that real-time information needed when it comes to, say, nutrient fertilizer rate application. Additionally, these snapshots of information collected become part of a growing database that gives producers a historical perspective and average over time. It wasn't that long ago, though, that much of the data information collected was proprietary. But Jake Flanders says that in recent years,
I think that's an industry-wide recognition that we all need to play nice with each other when it comes to data.
The response from farm machinery and tech types has been creating more open source data systems and application programming interfaces so different programs can talk to each other. And with those collecting data for analytics, according to Jason Little of Agrible, that are presented to growers in understandable formats for daily and long-term decision making about their operation.
So we're turning it into actionable items, and we're really turning precision agriculture into decision agriculture.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.